local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It looks like we used up our luck with that beautiful Christmas day yesterday. Rain moving into the forecast. Dr. Bill will give us details right now. It's 50 at FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will become mostly cloudy this afternoon. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The American Red Cross wants to thank you for your generous support. Since August, the Red Cross has responded to Hurricanes Florence and Michael, Typhoon Yutu, and the California wildfires, and many smaller disasters. Delivered immediate financial assistance for more than 5,000 households. Provided almost 200,000 overnight shelter stays. Served over 3 million meals and snacks, and delivered emergency supplies to nearly 60,000 households.
FM Talk 106.5. We may have to have an extended break here because we just had breaking news here at our studio.
Please share. Come on. You know what the microphone is all about.
So the voice now of our general sales manager, Bill Roth, just walked into the studio, or as we should call, is it Pop Pop? Or what are we going with, Bill?
Granddad, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, we gotta have something. It can't be great. What do you think? I think he looks like a pop or a pops.
You guys decide.
A pops. I think you're pops.
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 Gramps.
Gramps.
So I was supposed to go over to my son's house for Christmas on Christmas Eve at 3. Mm-hmm. And he texted me at like 1:45, and he said, Jeannie's not feeling very good, so we're going to have to cancel. So I said, oh, man, at least let me bring your Christmas present over to your house.
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes later, he texted me and said, that's not going to work. She's in labor. We're at the hospital.
Yeah. Wow.
So it was a long labor from 2:30 Christmas Eve till 11 o'clock Christmas morning. Elliot Bookroth, 6'2", 19 inches.
Oh,
awesome.
Man. Congrats.
I'm so happy. I'm so
shares
proud.
Shares his birthday with Jesus. That's a lot to live up to.
The only thing is, you know... the materialistic person that I am, I'm thinking for his whole life, he'll get one present on the 25th of December for two occasions. Pops will not do that.
Good.
Always be two.
Good.
And maybe 22.
Maybe you could have it observed. You know how we do with the government holidays. It'll be like, this is the actual holiday, but we observe it the following Monday so we can be off work. So maybe you have his birthday be an observed. Say, this year we're going to observe it on the Saturday before, the Saturday after, or something like that.
With at least two or 22 gifts.
Very good.
That's awesome.
The kids just arrived and he's already spoiled.
Thank you, everybody.
Congratulations.
Pop, pop.
Oh, what a blessing. And that's a big boy, too.
I got a brother who has his is on the 23rd,
mm-hmm.
and he's gone through that over the years too with, you know, the not getting a lot of gifts because Christmas is right there. So make sure people who have who have to be near or share the day with Jesus, you remember them and don't just give them that gift. Give them, make sure they still have their birthday too.
I can't wait to meet this little guy.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness.
It's baby fever around here.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I say. Trust me, I'm too old. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
I'm really caught up in, I'm feeling that right now. You know, I'm all up in my feelings. That's what the young people say now. That's so sweet. Congratulations once again to Mama, Daddy, and new baby, and Pop. Okay, here's your headline. An escaped inmate is back behind bars. 47-year-old convicted murderer Jimmy Lee Hill. My computer is acting wonky. Jimmy Lee Hill, he escaped from a Montgomery work center on Saturday. Now, Monday, he was recaptured. That's according to the Alabama law enforcement officials. Here's what we know about Mr. Hill. He was wearing a prison white uniform when he escaped from the Red Eagle work center a few days ago. But he, like I said, he was recaptured on Monday. Monday by the U.S. Marshals and DOC officials in Enterprise. That happened shortly before 8 p.m. on Sunday, I should say. Excuse me. He was convicted of murder in Jefferson County and sentenced to life in prison back in 1993. Two separate fatal accidents have claimed the lives of two people Monday night in Mobile. The first happening on U.S. 90 near Rangeline. Two vehicles were involved in the crash. One person died. The second accident happened around 10:15. That's when a vehicle drove off Duval Street. An officer on scene did confirm that one person died in that crash. Still waiting to get information on those involved, from identity to ages and what led to those fatal situations. Once we have the information, we'll pass it on to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And shutdown day number 5 for the federal government. I tell you, when it goes over a holiday weekend, you probably haven't heard a whole bunch about it, but everybody will probably show back up and start making that story today. The president commented on this.
I can't tell you when the government's going to be open. I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want.
So if he couldn't get the deal struck with Schumer and Republicans now, coming back in January when the House is in control of the Democrats, how's he going to make a deal then with Pelosi? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up with Jeff Poor. He joins us in just about an hour from right now on Mobile Mornings. Check in with News 5 next.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luketich. The funeral has been set for a 15-year-old killed on Christmas Eve in Mobile. Ja'Cory Smith was shot and killed at his home at the Carondelet Apartments off Spring Hill Avenue. Visitation for the teenager will be on Friday from 1 to 6 at Heritage Funeral Home on Broad Street. His funeral will be Saturday. Two people are charged with murder in his death. Indian Nelson and Rory Smith are at Mobile Metro Jail awaiting a bond hearing. Hundreds of hot meals were served along the Gulf Coast for Christmas. The Salvation Army estimates they fed between 900 and 1,200 people at their Dauphin Street location in Mobile. Meals were also being served at the Salvation Army in Pensacola. Also serving up hot meals, the Waterfront Rescue Mission had Christmas luncheons at both their Mobile and Pensacola locations. The Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing. There was a drawing on Christmas, but no winner. The jackpot is now $348 million. The next drawing is Friday. I'm Katarina Luketich for WKRG News 5.
Mardi Gras in December? No, but it'll be here before you know it, and you can join the celebration with a newly designed Mardi Gras flag with all proceeds to United Cerebral Palsy of Mobile. A 3x5 flag, $35. 6x9 bunting for large homes and businesses, just $50. And a 12.5x18 garden flag, $15. Order yours at ucpmobile.org.
Les bon temps roulés. Ho, ho, ho.
Mardi Gras flags at ucpmobile.org.
Not sure what just happened right there. 714 FM Talk 106.5. By the way, too, those flags are really cool. You can check them out on UCP's website. I want to add this, too. If you're looking at the aftermath of Christmas now at the house and you go, not only did we have a bunch of junk, now we have even more junk and junk on top of junk, you know what's going to happen. Next week, you're going to be there on New Year's Eve, whatever you're doing, and you're going to say, okay, in 2019, I resolved to do these things. There's a good chance getting organized is going to be one of your New Year's resolutions, so let me help you out right now. Go ahead and make that appointment before we even get to 2019. Make that appointment with Trey Bennett, the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey, the local franchisee for 1-800-GOT-JUNK, working in Mobile and Baldwin counties, working at businesses and storage units and anywhere you have junk, but how about your home? If that is something you're going to get organized and get on top of this year, make that appointment. The nice thing is, too, that will give you a deadline to gather the junk up, get it identified, so he can take it away. It gets everybody in the family moving and say, listen, we've got this appointment. By the way, that's how they do their appointments. It's not like, we'll be there between Tuesday and Friday, sometime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. They'll say, hey, we're going to be here on this day at this time, and that is when they're there. They pull up in the big 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck, and they take the junk away. So resolve a little early to get 2019 your big organized year at your house. 1-800-GOT-JUNK or online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 7:15, time for sports. Here's Dalton.
All right, thank you, Sean. Start off in the NBA where Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points and 14 rebounds in his first NBA Christmas Day game. Giannis' Milwaukee Bucks beat the New York Knicks 109-95 to start the day. After that, James Harden had 41 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds as the Houston Rockets beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 113-109. Kyrie Irving hit back-to-back three-pointers in overtime for 6 of his 40 points, and the Boston Celtics rallied to a 121-114 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. Then in Oakland, LeBron James strained his left groin and left the game in the third quarter, but the LA Lakers still routed the Golden State Warriors 127-101. And to wrap up the Christmas Day slate of games, Utah beat Portland 117-96. Some big news for a couple of playoff teams over the Christmas holiday. Alabama head coach Nick Saban announced Monday night that 3 players, including starting offensive guard Deontay Brown, have been suspended for Saturday's Orange Bowl game against number 4-ranked Oklahoma. Saban said that Brown, reserve tight end Kedrick James, and offensive lineman Elliott Baker did not make the trip to Miami due to a violation of team rules. Brown has started 5 games and played in 12 of the Crimson Tide's 13 games this season. James has appeared in 5 games, while Baker has not seen any game action. Saban did not indicate the duration of the suspensions or whether they might extend to the national championship game if Alabama wins. Starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa also talked with the media after Alabama arrived in Miami on Monday. When asked about his ankle going into Saturday's game, Tua said that he'll be ready.
Knowing that your injury may be less rollouts and things of that sort, or do you feel like you're going to have the full playbook at your disposal because of your recovery?
It's a full send. Yeah. It's a full send. We're running all the plays that we normally run. And if I wasn't able to run some of the plays, then you know, I don't think I should be out there. So I think it's a full send.
Alabama and Oklahoma will meet at 7 o'clock on Saturday. Clemson Tigers head coach Dabo Swinney announced Monday that 3 Clemson players failed an NCAA drug test, which found trace amounts of Ostarine in their samples. Now the 3 players, Dexter Lawrence, Zach Giella, and Braden Galloway, are in serious danger of missing the college football playoff semifinal at the Cotton Bowl Classic against Notre Dame on Saturday. Ostarine is a performance enhancer listed on the NCAA banned substance list. Swinney said that the players could be cleared after the results of a second B sample are returned today. After speculation that Notre Dame Fighting Irish quarterback Brandon Wimbush may transfer, he reportedly reached a final decision over the holiday. According to a report from Stadium's Brett McMurphy, Wimbush will leave Notre Dame as a graduate transfer after the conclusion of the college football playoff. The senior began the 2018 season as the starting quarterback following 12 starts during the 2017 season. But after the Fighting Irish won their first 3 games, Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly replaced Wimbush with junior quarterback Ian Book. After 3 days off for Christmas, we have 3 bowl games scheduled for today. Beginning at 12:30, number 25 Boise State and Boston College meet in Dallas for the ServPro First Responder Bowl. Boise is currently favored by 2.5 points. At 4:15, it's the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit, Michigan, between Minnesota and Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech currently favored by 5.5. And at 8 p.m. from Phoenix, Arizona, the Cheez-It Bowl will be played between California and TCU. Cal is a 1-point favorite. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
And what do we expect, really, from Tua? Yeah, Mr. Sports Reporter asking me a question. My ankle's bad. I can't throw left. I can't run right. Really? I mean, did he expect Tua, even if Tua wasn't 100%, to say, you're right, I'm down. For sure they can go ahead and just put in the defense for Jalen because I'm not going to be playing. What?
Well, Jalen didn't play for about 4 weeks after he had a similar ankle surgery, but no 2 ankle surgeries are the same. And Tua was out on the practice field after missing 2. And he looked pretty good, maybe a little ginger, but he says he'll be 100%, so I don't know.
All right, we'll be talking about that coming up. Football Friday, and be some in-depth analysis there with Phil Savage.
For sure.
If you talk about the Cheez-It Bowl, is the Goldfish Bowl coming next?
I hope there's a Goldfish Bowl.
And,
you know, the only Cheez-It Bowl I know about has tomato soup in it.
Yeah, the Cheez-It Bowl is usually empty at our house once you pour the Cheez-Its in it.
So that would stop eating. They're like Pringles.
They are. There's an addictive component to them, for sure. All right, 7:20. Coming right back.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
If you gave money or property to someone as a gift this year, you might owe a federal gift tax. Many gifts are not subject to the gift tax. Some examples are gifts made to a spouse or a charity. The value does not exceed the annual exclusion of $15,000. Tuition or medical expenses paid directly to an institution for someone, or gifts to a political organization. You and your spouse can gift up to $30,000 to a third party without making it taxable. One half of the gift can be made by you and one half made by your spouse, though you must file a gift tax return to show that you and your spouse agreed to use gift splitting even when the value is less than the annual exclusion. You do not have to file a gift tax return on gifts made to political organizations or when paying someone's tuition or medical expenses.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will become mostly cloudy this afternoon. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
724 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this day after Christmas. A lot of y'all getting back to work. Some people taking it easy. Some people returning gifts. I know you wouldn't. I mean, I know you loved everything you got, but some people out there doing that. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. A scary scene in Mobile on Christmas Day as a vehicle is engulfed in flames and a child injured. A head-on crash involved a sedan and an SUV. It happened around 2 p.m. on Government Boulevard here in the Port City. So the force of that crash is what caused the fire, which then damaged that sedan. The unidentified child did suffer minor injuries and was taken to a local hospital to get checked out. But the child is expected to be A-OK. The people inside of that sedan, they were able to quickly and safely get out of the vehicle before that fire engulfed the vehicle. So that's good news. Follow-up to a story we've been telling you about, as we now know even more information, as Facebook says that they have suspended 5 accounts for misleading tactics during last year's U.S. Senate race in Alabama. Facebook released a statement saying recently removed 5 accounts run by multiple individuals for engaging in coordinated, inauthentic behavior on Facebook around the Alabama special election. So news media reports have surfaced where a social media researcher admitted to those those misleading online attacks during the U.S. Senator's Doug Jones's campaign against Republican Roy Moore last year. Jones told reporters last week that his campaign knew nothing about the effort, but that now that he knows, he's, quote, as outraged as everyone else about these allegations. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Next time we chit-chat, going to talk more about how, if you didn't hit the jackpot on Christmas with your gifts, how you can hit the literal jackpot coming up today. Just saying.
There we go. Make your run. Get your lotto ticket. You know, thinking about that story about the dirty tactics used there for the benefit of Doug Jones during the special election, I wonder if this is going to be, and obviously we saw what happened in the presidential election, all the people trying on all sides here to use social media and fake news and all that to move election needles. I wonder if what we're looking at here is similar to, if you look at war, like whenever a new technology comes into the battlefield, it really wipes people out. Whoever has that new weapon becomes very quickly the dominant player on a battlefield, right? But what happens over a history of time, whether this be the bow, the chariot, the atomic bomb, their enemies or, you know, other countries figure out what they're doing and then get to that same level. And it now becomes the new normal, the new neutral, right? And I just wonder, with all the efforts out at a federal level and Facebook doing this and that, and they're apologizing and Twitter is doing that. But I wonder if, you know, you're saying, well, we're going to control it. Maybe you can, maybe you can't, because people can come and go from social media, open up new accounts, do things faster than you can shut them down. I wonder if the new battlefield reality will be people will now finally open their eyes and, you know, do their second source, third source research on any piece of information that comes out to make sure they're getting something that is valid. So those kind of wild, outlandish claims out there will also become, people have will have a filter and a screen. Right. And go, you know what,
you'll you'll know it from a distance.
So I just wonder, if they're going to regulate this and get it under control, or what will happen is the new battlefield normal will be now this doesn't have, you know, it's brand new on the scene, it was used, it was hyper-effective, but how long does that last before the marketplace or whatever goes, you know what, I'm going to look for a second source, a third source. We'll see. But I wonder if you could, wonder if human beings themselves will regulate this in having a cynical view of stories that come out versus having to have all this regulated and controlled.
Well, you know how it is. The news cycle, it's 24 hours. And it's right when you think you've grasped what's going on, it changes again.
Sure.
But you owe it to yourself and your family to do your due diligence and research it yourself if you're not quite sure, and go to a reputable source and find that
multiple reputable sources.
Yes. And once you find your first one, get the second and third, and you'll be so much more informed, better informed.
Also on the way, if you we'll talk about the Christmas tree recycling stuff going on, but there's also farms out there asking for your Christmas trees for some of their critters. I saw that news story. It said animals need your, you know, discarded Christmas trees. And as a Southern guy and a bass fisherman, I said, yeah, we put them in the lake so the bass and brim can hide in them. But this is not. This is the other critters,
so cool.
Four-legged critters that want your trees. We'll talk about that coming up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Katarina Pitch for WKRG News 5. A Christmas Day shooting left two people injured in Mobile. It happened on Alba Street. Witnesses say it was a gunfight, and police found over a dozen shell casings on the ground. The two people who were injured were taken to University Hospital. No word on the extent of their injuries.
Two people charged with murder in the death of a 15-year-old in Mobile are in jail awaiting a bond hearing. Indian Nelson and Rory Smith are charged with murder. Police say they shot and killed Ja'Cory Lavelle Smith inside of his home at the Carondelet Apartments early Monday morning. Ja'Cory Smith's funeral is set for Saturday. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office in Northwest Florida helped rescue a litter of puppies thrown from a car Christmas morning. Fortunately, none of the puppies were hurt, and they all quickly found homes. The Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing. There was a drawing on Christmas, but no winner. That jackpot is now $348 million. The next drawing is Friday. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
The Russian military says it has successfully tested a new hypersonic glide vehicle among a new group of weapons President Vladimir Putin boasts the United States is powerless to intercept. The Avangard missile has intercontinental range. Customs and Border Protection officials say they're conducting medical checks on every child in their custody. This after a second reported death of a minor, an 8-year-old, this month. Democratic U.S. Representative-elect Veronica Escobar of Texas says the U.S. doesn't have the appropriate facilities and personnel at the border.
These tragedies are happening because Congress and the administration have not adequately provided the resources, both in personnel and infrastructure, to adequately take these folks in.
Wall Street investors are warily watching stock futures register some gains this morning. With the opening bell just an hour away, the fear is another wild ride downward has happened the last few sessions. Right now, the NASDAQ leading gains up 65. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Nissan director Greg Kelly was examined in a hospital today, a day after he was released on bail from a Tokyo jail where his former boss Carlos Ghosn is still being detained. Kelly, an American who was released late on Christmas Day after more than a month in detention, has been charged with conspiring to underreport Ghosn's income. He posted bail of $640,000. Kelly's wife appealed for her husband's release, saying he suffers from spinal stenosis. The ACLU has sued the federal government, saying it needs more information about surveillance of Americans' phone and financial records to guide the public debate over what will happen when the law that regulates the scrutiny expires next year. The organization sued the NSA, the Director of National Intelligence, the CIA, and the Justice Department, seeking information about a program that collects records during investigations into terrorism or clandestine intelligence activities. On Wall Street, futures indicating a sharply higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Get unbeatable deals at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year flooring sale. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just 99 cents per square foot. Get laminate floors up to 50% off, or waterproof flooring as low as 39 cents. Take an extra 25% off clearance at your local store. Lumber Liquidators can even install your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. The end-of-year flooring sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Sounds like we used up our good luck for a beautiful Christmas because it's all falling apart now.
Yeah, that's, we're going to have some sunshine this morning, but the clouds are going to move in this afternoon, and then rain will be developing across Mississippi. That'll be coming in later tonight. We've got a big storm system now over New Mexico, and it's going to track across the Great Plains tomorrow, move into the Midwest. After it does that, another storm system will develop along the Gulf Coast. And all of this is going to produce rain for our area. We've got some rainy weather that will start late tonight and carry us all the way through the weekend. We're below normal in rainfall so far this year by a little over 4 inches. Looks like we'll make up for that over the next few days, and we may very well end up the year above normal. But today, look for sunshine this morning. Enjoy it. This afternoon, clouds increase. Another mild day today, about 68 degrees. We got to 70 yesterday. Tonight, cloudy skies with a good chance for rain developing after midnight, especially after midnight, and low tonight will be in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, a rainy day with a high around 70 degrees and a southeast wind picking up to 10 to 20 miles per hour. As for Friday, rain again with a high in the low 70s. And then over the weekend, a cold front will stall right along the coast. And that means more rain for Saturday with a high in the mid-60s. And then showers likely on Sunday with a high around 70. And we'll just continue this into Monday with a high in the upper 60s. Now, the rainfall that will begin tonight and carry us through Thursday and Friday will be mixed with some thunderstorm activity, and there's a possibility that we could see a few severe thunderstorms, although it's a slight chance for Thursday and Friday. But the rain could be heavy at times, and thus there's the possibility of some flash flooding in the area with all of this rainfall for, again, Thursday and Friday.
All right, so rain starting in earnest overnight tonight into tomorrow. And by the time we head into work tomorrow, should we? You think we're going to have enough to have flooding issues going to work on a Thursday?
I don't think early in the morning that will be the case. But as we progress through the day and we get some periods of heavy rain tomorrow night into Friday, that's where there's the possibility of some flash flooding. Once that ground gets saturated, and then any additional heavy rain means that all that water's got to run off.
All right. So if we do make up these 4 inches of rain for the year, and that number will be recorded next year in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, but this year's, the 2019, is out, and people can pick it up where, Dr. Bill?
Well, we've got a few locations here in Mobile. West Marine, they're right here at I-65 and Airport Boulevard, and another store down at Dog River. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, as well as Keith King and Classic Cars. They have copies in Robert Moore Christmastown also. On the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope. And also in Fairhope, Billy Langford to Allstate. Also, Autocraft Collision Centers, and they're located in Fairhope and also in Daphne and Gulf Shores. And over in Robertsdale, there are copies at Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. And you can always pick up a few right here at 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, from the even though this comes from the Coloradoan, it's .com, it's about New Era, Michigan.
Bring it to me.
New Era. Population 451, by the way. It says, attention, it's really good copywriting here, attention bleating heart environmentalist. Instead of tossing your Christmas trees in the trash, at least one petting zoo is asking you to donate your after holiday Tannenbaum stove to feed its goats. I guess that's Tannenbaum stove's stuff left over after Christmas. It says the 700-acre Lewis Farms and Petting Zoo acknowledges it's an unusual thing to donate, but it's doing better for the planet, and Bam Bam, Becca, and the twins, Bubba and Gump, will really love you for it. The pine needles are good for the goats, the farm said. The needles are full of vitamin C. They help control worms, and apparently the animals, including the petting zoo's deer, find furs delicious. So they say the trees are a treat, considering for the winter they're eating hay. It gives them some green in the mix, so they're asking for donations up there of the trees for the goats. Maybe down here people have goats that would like them. you know, maybe somebody's got a petting zoo or just a farm. I know a couple people on Facebook I'm friends with, they've got goats on their place. Maybe they want a tree or two for the goats. And I would normally say, you know, make sure you take your lights and ornaments off of it. But it's goats, and if y'all ever been around, they'll eat that too. No, they will eat it. But
really?
Oh my gosh, goats will. They will eat anything and get out of any. Like we've said in the past, you know, if you're going to fence in a goat, say, what do I need to fence in a goat? I said, well, if you're going to fence in a monkey, do the same fencing you would fence in a monkey, and that'll keep a, that'll be what you got to do to keep a goat in. But yeah, they're suggesting donating your trees for the goats, and a lot of people will take them, I know, and put them in ponds and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Good structure for fish habitat. City of Mobile says if those aren't good enough for you, you can drop your Christmas trees off from today through January 14th. At the following drop-off locations: Lake Drive Tricentennial Park, Spring Hill Recreation Center, Baumhauer Park, Dog River Park, Public Safety Memorial Park, Medal of Honor Park, and Langen Park. Each drop-off site will be clearly designated with signage. All lights, stands, and decorations must be removed from the tree. I just like the idea that somebody would show up with a tree with everything on it. And, I mean, maybe somebody at the city can tell me it's happened before. But like all the ornaments, lights, and the stands, just here you go. But there it is. I'm finished with this Christmas stuff.
It must have happened for them to have to put that into the rules.
Can you imagine the whole tree just showing up, like everything, like, ornaments rattling,
it
all
just
the things.
Drive
you,
off.
The trees, they say, will be transported to Orange Grove Brush Holding Site and ground into mulch on site rather than being transported to a landfill. So there you go. We'll post up a link here to the information, but they are starting today taking your trees. Although I would point out that if you want to stick with it, you got another, what, how many days of keeping your tree up?
For
through
Martica?
January 5th. No, but through, I mean, you know, you actually should keep it up till January 5th, but I know there's a bunch of people who will have them out on the street today. 7:42, coming right back, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, I talk to Chief Nursing Officer Lisa Mestis about the rapidly changing world of nursing. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Laurie Brunson, 2018 NAPI Award winner for Best Realtor. I've been helping dreams become reality with Roberts Brothers for over 9 years. Call me today at 251-753-3927 and let's get started.
Lisa Mestis has experienced the rapid changes in the nursing world. Nursing industry trends predict a 36% increase in demand for registered nurses by the year 2020. That's right around the corner. In so many other industries, technology is replacing people. But for nursing, it appears to be doing the opposite. Technology is increasing, but it demands more human attention. And nothing replaces empathy, the human touch, eye contact, and the like. Can today's tech generation provide the needed empathy to a sick or elderly patient? For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
7:43, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Another fatal accident to report as police are working to figure out the identity of a hit-and-run driver and who dropped the victim off at the ER. And is that the same person? 23-year-old Rusty Fisher Jr. has been identified as the deceased. He was left at Providence Hospital after being hit by a vehicle in the Old Pascagoula Road area. This happened around 11 p.m. That's when Mobile police responded to the emergency room, and they say that this person was dropped off by an unknown person in a red Chevrolet GMC pickup, and then that person left the scene. So they're asking for the public to step forward. If you have any information, you can remain anonymous with your tip by calling Crime Stoppers, area code 251-208-7211. And as promised, we're talking all things money because the Mega Millions weekend's jackpot. It continues to grow. No one matched the numbers from the last jackpot, okay? So it was 2, 8, 42, 43, 50, and Mega Ball was 6. So the jackpot was an estimated $321 million. But since no one won, it rolls over into the next drawing, which is this Friday. It's estimated at $348 million. But now that we're announcing it, I'm sure it will just triple. I mean, really. Yep. We know how that goes. So if you're crossing state lines and you're going to get your winning tickets, don't forget your family at FM Talk 106.5. And of course, buckle up and be safe. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. 745 FM Talk 106.5. Reminder to 2018 Alabamian of the Year voting continues. Of course, y'all put all the nominees up. Dalton assembled them into the brackets and you started voting last week. And now we arrive at round two.
That's right, and we'll wrap up the round two voting this week and over the weekend, and now you can vote in the first heat of the second round. We've got Justin Billa Foundation, the Mobile City Council, and Mayor Stimson Drama, Sewage Overflows, Rabid Baldwin County Foxes, Governor Kay Ivey, the Alabama State Lottery Debate, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and the opioid crisis. Vote in those top four vote-getters will move into the third round.
All right, details on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com, and we're coming right back.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
The Environmental Studies Center is a natural sciences education facility which provides unique learning experiences to learn about our natural environment. The center offers nature trails through pine and bay forests, swamps, a 20-acre lake, and a beautiful carnivorous plant bog. There's also a wildlife rehab program for the care and release of injured and orphaned native wildlife, many on exhibit. ESC is open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, Gerby Road next to Burns Middle School.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich. The funeral has been set for a 15-year-old killed on Christmas Eve in Mobile. Ja'Cory Smith was shot and killed at his home at the Carondelet Apartments off Spring Hill Avenue. Visitation for the teenager will be on Friday from 1 to 6 at Heritage Funeral Home on Broad Street. His funeral will be Saturday. Two people are charged with murder in his death. Indian Nelson and Rory Smith are at Mobile Metro Jail awaiting a bond hearing. Hundreds of hot meals were served along the Gulf Coast for Christmas. The Salvation Army estimates they fed between 900 and 1,200 people at their Dauphin Street location in Mobile. Meals were also being served at the Salvation Army in Pensacola. Also serving up hot meals, the Waterfront Rescue Mission had Christmas luncheons at both their Mobile and Pensacola locations. The Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing. There was a drawing on Christmas, but no winner. The jackpot is now $348 million. The next drawing is Friday. I'm Katarina Luktich for WKRG News 5.
750 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this day after Christmas. And let's check in with my buddy, Larry Kirby. See what's happening this week at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
I'm great, man. Talk to me about deals here to close out the year.
Absolutely. You know, this is the last week of the month and the last week of the year, and we're finishing out the best December we ever had and the best year we ever had. So We still got great inventory and great financing.
Yeah, this is a chance if somebody wants to come out, they got a couple days off, they can come out and see those vehicles in person and make that best deal.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, we'll be here normal hours all the way through New Year's Eve and then start the new year off next week.
All right. Well, give us directions to come see you if we want to come out and look at that inventory. We want to talk financing. How do we find you?
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Call us at 375-0068, and please like us on Facebook.
All right. Merry belated Christmas and happy early new year.
Same to you.
All right. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:50, time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. By the way, the Music City Bowl, it gets kicked off on our air with the pregame show at 9:30 on Friday morning. Check out the game then starting at 12:30, I think, is the kick.
That's right.
All right, the 12:30 kick there. Auburn Sports Today brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
The Music City Bowl is now just a couple of days away. Two more days to get ready for the seniors' final game. Deshaun Davis, senior linebacker from Mobile, says it's important to him the Tigers finish the season with a victory. You'll hear his reasoning after this message from Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance. And providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today. And let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
1 month from today, Deshaun Davis plays in the Senior Bowl. But he's hoping to lead his team to victory Friday first.
This is extremely important, man. Especially for me and the seniors. You know, we want to... We had high expectations, you know, early on in the year. Of course, we fell short of those expectations. But, you know, leaving Auburn on a winning note is something that we personally, you know, talked to each other about and said that we want to do. Everyone's playing in the game. Everyone's bought in. We just feel like a win is going to be huge for the program. We got a fresh start with a new offensive coordinator. The defense is still going to be intact. Got a lot of talent, a lot of youth still around. Us getting this win and heading into 2019, you know, with the offseason and everything, is going to be big for the program. So we're trying to leave it in a better place.
Friday's game against Purdue kicks off just after 12:30 p.m. from Nashville. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Batchelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will become mostly cloudy this afternoon. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
754 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this day after Christmas Wednesday. In time for headlines, here's Kelly Finley.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Dalton. Good news in the world of Honda as new numbers are in. And Honda Manufacturing of Alabama produced more than 356,000 vehicles and engines this year. It's been a big year for Honda as they've also announced this year a new $85 million expansion, adding nearly 400,000 square feet of logistics space, they say. And they've also announced a $54.8 million expansion to improve weld operations at Line 2. Get this, the Passport was the fourth new model redesign completed at the Talladega plant over the last 4 years, which company officials said was, quote, unprecedented for any Honda manufacturing facility in North America. Honda has invested roughly $2.6 billion in its Alabama operations and employs more than 4,500 people. The celebrations continue as today is the first day of Kwanzaa. If you'd like to go to Wikipedia and look up the meaning of Kwanzaa, here's what you'll find. It's a celebration held in the United States and in other nations, and it lasts a week. Celebrations honors African heritage and African-American culture and is observed from December 26 to January 1st, culminating in a feast and gift-giving. Kwanzaa has 7 core principles. We're all about the celebrations, of course, when you're talking unity and creativity and faith and giving gifts. So beginning today until January the 1st. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:57 coming up next hour. Our buddy Jeff Poor joins us. Lots to talk about with Jeff. Here we are in shutdown day number 5. If anybody really noticed with the Christmas extended weekend or whatever you want to call it, you had the weekend and you had that shutdown starting on Saturday. Then really people, I don't think, paid attention on Thursday or Monday, or which was Christmas Eve, or yesterday Christmas. President said this over Christmas.
I can't tell you when the government's going to be open. I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want.
All right. Yeah, that's the old bollard fence idea where the definition is changing on what it might be on the southern border. Will it also just be in urban areas, or is it going to be connected from, from one point from there in Texas the whole way out through California? And if he couldn't get the deal done with Republicans' control in the House, is he going to be able to do it now when Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are in charge of the House? We'll talk to Jeff Poor about that and a whole lot more when we come back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings up next.